The Weekly Wag from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We do it each week here on the Lucy Ann Land Show, 1290 WLBY, as we welcome the Director of Communications at HSHV, Wendy Welch, back with us. Before we get to our beautiful animal today that is up for adoption, let's recap what happened last weekend at Walk and Wag and Run. It was a huge success.
Oh my goodness, it was amazing. We raised over $235,000 thanks to you guys. Yes, the community came together for Walk and Wag to help all the homeless animals in our community. We are so appreciative of it. And you know, Lucianne, the day was pretty beautiful, except for a little spot of downpour, and people still stayed throughout it. It was amazing. We even had people come register in the rain. People are just as resilient as animals, I guess, and help support. So we are so thankful.
I bet it was so much fun watching those animals just play and have a great time.
It was. It was amazing.
How many do you think were out there? Any concept of how many animals?
How many animals? We had hundreds of dogs come out. Close to 1,000, I think.
Are you serious?
Yes, right?
Wow.
I know. And they all get along. It's incredible. Yes, it is quite a community. That
They know the party's for them. Of course they're going to get along.
So true.
So glad to hear it was a big success. That's a lot of money raised. And I know it's going to go a long way at our Humane Society of Huron Valley. So kudos to everyone who put that together. I know a lot of work went into it. And great that the community had such a wonderful turnout there. So let's find out who is looking to be adopted today. This animal is gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I know it's hard on radio to describe Nikita. Nikita is looking at her, a Siberian Husky mix. She is beautiful. She's about 2 years young, about 56 pounds. And goodness, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, snowy blue eyes, this fluffy tail, just people are going to stop you on the street if you have Nikita walking by your side.
I love those eyes. Oh, just gorgeous. But she is listed as a gold dog. Is that right?
She's a Gold Hearts animal, yes. And so we are waiving her adoption fee. She's been with us too long, we need to find her a home. One of the things that was working against her is that she has heartworm. And I know folks get kind of scared off by that. And, you know, a long time ago, it used to be a death, not that long ago, actually, but it used to be a death sentence, Lucianne. Mm-hmm. But now there's treatment for it. It's tough. The treatment is, ongoing and it's expensive, but we pay for it and we're taking care of her. It's just super important that when she gets over the treatment, that she remain on flea tick heartworm preventative. It's really, really important.
All right. And she should be the only dog in the household?
Yes. Yes. She wants to be the only dog. She needs a lot of attention. She is very good about it. Yes, she wants to be your only dog. She's interested in other dogs, so she could be around other dogs, but she wants the attention. And, you know, I mean, look at her. I get it.
I do too. She deserves all that attention.
Yeah.
All right. Nikita is her name. And how do people go about adopting her? Take them through the process.
Yeah, it's really easy. You can come into the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We're located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor, and we're open for adoption 7 days a week. So you can just stop on in. You don't need to have prepared anything ahead of time. You can just come on in and meet her, and you can go home with her the same day if you're interested. Or we also have the capability of you putting her on hold too, so that other people can meet her. But we would just love for you to come in and see her. There's also the option too of pajama parties. So if you're not sure, if you're on the fence about a dog, we can set you up with a pajama party where you can take them home for 3 free nights, see how they work in your household and your home.
All right. And that's hshv.org for all the information. What's coming up next at the Humane Society?
Oh my gosh, so much. But next Thursday, I'd like to highlight Cats and Kids, which is happening at our Tiny Lions Lounge and Adoption Center over at 5245 Jackson Road. And it happens at nighttime. So it's a parent drop-off event. So parents, if you're looking for, you know, a babysitter, but a little more fun and a little less expensive, check out Cats and Kids. It happens from 7:45 to 8:15 for ages 6 to 11. And we will entertain them with arts and crafts. And let's be serious, the cats, the kittens at the cat cafe. And all that time, then parents, you get to do what you want to do. So this is the next one is happening on Friday, May 29th. So you can sign up now at hshv.org/events.
That's a great deal. I love this. The kids are just going to be raving over it too. So
yes, exactly. I know, only $20. It includes popcorn and juice and all the cat comforting that you can get. So yeah, kids have a blast at this. It was funny, Lucianne, a long time ago, we used to have movies. We used to like dim the lights and just present a movie. And then we realized none of the kids were watching the movie. They were just loving on the cat. So we were like, you know what? We're going to change this around. We're going to, you know, put the lights up. We're going to, you know, put some coloring things out if kids want to do it. But we understand they're just going to be playing with the cats.
That's fantastic. All right. HSHV.org for all the details. Don't forget about Nikita. Take a look at her. See if she might fit into your home. She's waiting to be adopted right now at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, located in the village of Dixboro, just to the northeast of Ann Arbor. Our thanks to Wendy Welch, Director of Communications at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Have a great week, Wendy.
Thank you. You too.
Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.